Lekuta Sichas Chelek Tezvav, Parsha Lech Lecha, Sicha Beis. Shigeret Fil Mol, it was already discussed many times, Dos Vos is Mevurin Chsidus Bekama Mekaymes, that which is explaining Chsidus in a number of places. Vegen Dechilik Tzvishon Limit HaTayru and Kiyama Mitzvahs from Avram, about the difference that there is between the way Avram Avinu studied Torah and fulfilled mitzvahs. Birazal Zogin, as we know, that our sages tell us, Avram Avinu Zokam Yeshiv Yeshiva. Avram Avinu was an elder, a sage, and sat in Yeshiva, so we see that he learned Torah. And also Avram Avinu is called a Torah Kulach Linditna, that Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before he was given. In other words, that he fulfilled mitzvahs and he studied Torah. And the same is true also for Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shvatim. And from Eden Lachrim Matan Torah, as opposed to the way the Yidden study Torah and do mitzvahs after Matan Torah. As a Yeis, the Liman HaTorah became a mitzvahs from the Ovis is given far Matan Torah. That since the study of Torah and the fulfillment of mitzvahs of the Ovis was before it was given, before Torah was given, Eidus is given that Tzivuyef Limedat Torah Bekiyumah Mitzvahs before Hashem commanded that the Torah should be studied and the mitzvah should be done. Uba'oifen the V'yered Avai Al Har Sinai, and the way that Hashem gave the Torah was that He came down onto Har Sinai. Thus Heis, Tazei Limedat Torah Bekiyumah Mitzvahs is given B'chlal Ba'oifen the Einem Mitzvah V'Oise. So that but Avram Avinu and Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they fulfilled Torah and studied Torah before all this happened, before Hashem came down on the Mount Sinai and he told us to do the Torah mitzvahs. So in other words, that their Torah mitzvah was done in a way that of someone that is not commanded to do it but does it anyway. Nor mitzad, so therefore it was done mitzad atzmon, it was done on their own, abukayach atzmon. And therefore it was driven by their own powers and talents and so on. It was based on their abilities. Therefore they were unable to reach the level of Torah as Torah transcends the created beings. That Torah transcends even the greatest of all beings, meaning Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but the Torah is greater than them too. But they couldn't reach that level because they were working with their own abilities. Nor v'Torah hatashaychus unzfabunim mit nevroim unzeiravoyde, but they were only able to reach Torah as it's connected, as it has a relationship with the created being and with the avoyde of created being. That's what they could reach. Whereas when we talk about Torah mitzvahs after Matan Torah, since at this point there's already a command from Hashem to study Torah and to do mitzvahs, so therefore Hashem gave along with the command, He also gave of His own powers, of His own abilities, so the greichen so atzim sa Torah, that a yid should be able to reach to the essence of Torah, v'yizis hecha legami from veld, as Torah is essentially transcendent of the world, much higher than the world. Und der Rebbe sagt der Rambam, and that's why the Rambam says, kol ma she'anu merchikim oisim hayoyim, everything that we refrain from doing, or that we do, we do it only because Hashem commanded it, al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo yishakosh baruch hu omer zeh le-neviim, not because Hashem said it to the neviim, the prophets of early days, before Moshe Rabbeinu, kegoyin zeh she'einanu oichel me'evim nachai. For instance, the fact that we don't eat evim nachai, without killing an animal to eat a piece of flesh off an animal, it's not because Hashem forbid Noach to do so, because it's one of the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. That's not why we do it. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu told us that we're not allowed to eat Evim Menachai, B'mashat Tziva B'Sinai, by telling us at Sinai, at Matan Torah, Sheyizkayim Yisur Evim Menachai, that there is an Isur of Evim Menachai, that it should continue. So also we don't have a bris because Avram Avinu had a bris, Elam b'nei shagod v'baruch hotziba ha'isano ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu. It's only because Hashem commanded us through Moshe shenomul k'moshe mol Avraham Avinu, that we should have a bris just like Avraham Avinu had a bris. So we're not doing it because Avraham Avinu, Hashem told Avraham Avinu to do it. We're doing it because Hashem told Moshe that we should continue to do it just like Avraham Avinu did it. The same is true for Gidanosha. We don't refrain from eating Gidanosha because Yaakov Avinu was told not to eat Gidanosha. Only because Moshe Rabbeinu told us that we're not allowed to eat Gidanosha. Because it's only the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs as they were given by Matan Torah. Only those mitzvahs have with it the power of the Creator of Hashem Himself. That through this we receive the essence of Torah along with it. But if we were to do it only because Avraham Avinu did it, or Noach did it, or Yaakov Avinu did it, then we would be lacking that which was given at Matan Torah, which is the essence of Torah, to be able to, the ability to be able to reach the essence of Torah. Alpiza dafen fashtein. So based on this, we have to understand yeder inyan Torah malosh neira, everything in Torah, which Torah means that it's there to teach a lesson, to teach us something in our life. Is the chayra and avayda from Naiden has to be some lesson and teaching in the way we should do our avayda. Oich la'achar matan Torah, and this is also something that we need to know. This is specifically how to do it after matan Torah. So according to this, vas is deira from arichas asipa from avayda sa'avas in Torah shavikzavin and Torah shavolpeh. Why is there such a why does the Torah both in Torah shavikzav and in Torah shavolpeh dwell so much on what it is that the Avos did and the way they fulfilled mitzvahs, and in Chassidus it's elaborated on even more. So why is it all told to us? Since this is not the way we are meant to be learning Torah and doing mitzvahs anymore after Matan Torah, and what is in the past is in the past. So why do we need to know about the Kiyum HaMitzvahs and the Torah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and so on, since we're not meant to do it in the way they did it? So why do we need to know about it? The Ramban, the Parsha Seinu, is Mevayr. The Ramban explains in this Parsha, Ados was the Torah is Mayrich B'Sipur HaMasoyis Uchfiris HaBeiris, that the reason that the Torah tells us so much detail about how Avraham Avinu traveled from here to there and so on, and the digging of the wells, Mishar HaMikrim, and all the other events in the lives of the Avos, Kulam Boim Lulamed Al Osed, they're all there to teach us something about the future as well. V'yashtet HaMedesh, as the Medesh tells us, Kol Ma She'ir LaAvos Simul LaBonim, that whatever happened to the Avos is really something which is there as a sign for the children as well, for their descendants as well. As the Rambam explains, Vidar Ez Masbir, Ki Kasher Yovei HaMikra L'Novi Meshloishes HaAvos, that when an event happened to one of the three Avos, Yizbeinim Mimenu Adover HaNigza Lova L'Zare, he would see in that what was going to happen in the future to the Jewish people in the future. And you should note, Ki Kol Gzeiros Eden, that everything that comes down from above, from the heavens, Kasher Teitzim Mekeach Gzeira El Poyel Dimyon, that when it's meant to come from its potential state into an actual state, Tia Hagzeira Miskayemes Al Koponim, when it actually is brought down into an actual event, a physical event, then that will happen. The Ebrengt, the Dugmois, Bazeh, by the Nevi'im, as the Rambam brings examples of the Nevi'im, when they said that something would happen, or they said that they gave a blessing that something should happen, they connected it with an actual physical event. He threw something into the water in order for something to, for a future event to happen. In other words, when it becomes a physical fact, then it will, the future will be carried out in that way. So everything that happened to the Avos was to portend what would happen to the future of the Jewish people, and it happened to them in a physical way, because then it makes it real, and then it will actually come to be. Then it will actually be carried out. So in other words, that's why the Torah tells us all these events of the Avos life, because they were what caused the future to turn out in the way it turned out for the Jewish people. Al derech zeh v'yaseidim hazeh, in a similar way and even more so. Kemezogma negei the Torah mitzvah l'Avos, we could say that that is true for the Torah mitzvahs that the Avos did as well. V'yaseh mevor baruch and chassidus, and chassidus explains about this at length. That the Avos learning Torah and doing mitzvahs was what gave us the ability, that eventually Matan Torah should be given in its full measure from Hashem, but it needed the preparation of the Avos in order for that to be able to happen. When as in the mitzvahs was even tun mit the dvarim gashmi l'nachem matan Torah, so sich uftan am shachas l'kus, and that because the Avos laid the groundwork in the way that they were able to, at the best way that they were able to, which means without the influence of Hashem himself, that's why after Hashem gave the Torah mitzvahs, we are able to now influence the physical and to bring godliness to the physical through our doing mitzvahs. However, das is aber lechayde nishmasvid, but this is not enough of an explanation. Why is that? Bibald, as the sipur wegen avodas avos is reingestellt geworden in Torah, since the stories about the avodas avos are in Torah, was Torah hi nitzchis, and Torah we know is eternal, muss man sagen, das is nicht nur a heida oder a chana, genau. So we have to say that it's not just there to notify us, to teach us, to let us know that it's all because of them and because of their work and their preparation and the foundations that they laid, or even more that it's not just a preparation for what we can accomplish, nor oich, but rather what it's meant to be is a hayra and nitzchis b'payel, that it, something in that is there to teach us something today, in our avoda today, in the avoda la'achamat n'teira. Something that we have to know and that we have to take from this message, from this lesson in our Aveda today. So we have to understand what that is. Al derech hanal b'negei avodas avos, in a similar way to what we just spoke about the avodas avos, is eich tishayla b'shaychas Golus Mitzrayim. You can ask the same question about the Golus Mitzrayim. Vos is the hayra fun the sibra teirav in Golus Mitzrayim far idin b'chol hazmanim b'chol hamekaymes? What lesson is there in the story of Golus Mitzrayim for our, for us today, in our Avodah today? Especially that we are told that there will never be a Golus like Golus Mitzrayim anymore. So therefore, what do we have to know about Golus Mitzrayim that could teach us something for the future? It'll never happen again. What do we have to know about that, about what happened in, back in history? And similar to what we said before, is Eich Badem L'Cheir Nishmasvik Tzefa'em Ferim Midem Bir Ayedua. In regards to this, we can also, it's also not enough to give the answer, the well-known answer, as Golus Mitzrayim is given Ha'agdomet to Matan Torah, that the Golus Mitzrayim was a preparation for Matan Torah. The Haino as Golus Mitzrayim is given Akura Barzel, which means that Golus Mitzrayim was like the melting pot in which things get purified. When you need to purify metal, you put it into a very intense process, and that separates the dross from the good metal and so on. And that's what happened to the Yidden too. They had to go through the Golus Mitzrayim in order to bring out the best. And that the Golus Mitzrayim caused a purification and a refinement of the world, that the world should be able to receive the Torah. So that's an explanation, but that explanation is not enough. For in Bibalda, this is a chelik from Torah, because since the story of Golus Mitzrayim has become a part of Torah, daf men zogen, this is an eifen nitzchi, that we have to say that this is somehow some eternal message there. When the hayirah ben geil upayil, and something that it teaches us about our actual life and what we need to do in life. In alaz manim eich lacha matan Torah. For all time, also after Matan Torah. So what is the lesson from something that happened back in the past for us today? Siznar was der Inje von Avodas HaAvos in Golus Mitzrayim, wie sie seinen in Zippuria Teire, als er Rolle Achamaten Teire, it's only that this idea of the what the Avos did, their Avoda and the Golus Mitzrayim, as they are told in the Teire as a lesson for after Matan Teire, seine Zei in an Eifen von Achana. We have to understand that the lesson there is also as a preparation for a next step, for a later stage. Kidla Kamen, as will be explained soon. The Ribbe Shtein Zei in Teire, and that's why they're written in the Teire as a preparation and a Hagdoma introduction to Matan Teire. Because also in the lesson that they teach, it is a lesson of what we need to do in order to what we need to do in order to prepare for Torah. So it is still a lesson of preparation, but it's a lesson that has to be real in our life, something that we need to do. So the question is, what is that? The Bir Baza. So the explanation is the chilek tishn avedus avos and avedus bnei yisrael lachamat and Torah bekiyum haTorah mitzvos is b'shtayim. The difference between the way the Avos did their Avodah and the way the Yidden after Matan Torah do their Avodah is in two ways, in two details. Hein mitzadam adam ha'ovid, there is a difference both from the perspective of the person doing the Avodah, and hein mitzadam gilum l'mayla, and also what it brings about, what it draws down from above, the type of godliness that it brings into the world. By the Avos is the Gilis Dorzeira Aveda Given B'derach Melmata L'mayla. By the Avos, what they brought about through their Aveda was they initiated it from below, which brought a response from above. Das Heis is an Nesalanes V'Nesdache Givorim, which means that they refined themselves down here to a degree that they were able to rise up into a more spiritual level. And therefore, because they had refined themselves, therefore they became real kalim. They really had the ability to be able to absorb the godly revelation that came their way as a result of their aveda. Because they did it all from below, it all came from them. So therefore, whatever changes were made were truly made within them. And therefore, whatever response came as a result of that, they were able to completely acclimatize that. They could relate to it fully. So that's from the perspective of the one doing the Aveda. The same is true also from the perspective of the Oyer, which came down. Vibald. As this is an Oyer versus Be'erech to their Aveda from the Nevroim, since the Oyer was something that was within the reach of the Nevroim, it came as a result of the Aveda that was initiated by the created being. Hotter Oyer by Zeimer given in a Oifen Goli. That's why the Oyer was able to be revealed in a very open and manifest way, because it was within reach of them. It was something that they accomplished on their own. So it was within their realm of possibility, and therefore it could be revealed fully to them. It wasn't something that was beyond them. It was something that was within their reality. So it could be revealed to them fully. On the other hand, but when we talk about the Aveda of Yidden after Matan Torah, is nish by kol echad ve'echad azayis dachos valiyah by the Avos. Not every single Yid has the kind of refinement that the Avos reached. Thus, zeizani given amar kavol kos, because as we know, the Avos were considered what is called a vehicle to God. In other words, they had no other agenda. They had no personal agenda, only to be a vehicle through which godliness could be revealed. Whereas anyone else has personal agendas also, even if they do Hashem's will. But it's not that that's the only thing that they have in their world. They have other agendas as well. So therefore, the refinement obviously doesn't reach the same level as the Avos. On the other hand, the type of Oyer that is brought down into the world, because it comes after Matan Torah, is something which is completely transcendent of the world. And therefore it can't be as revealed. because it's something that is truly from beyond the world, so it doesn't come in a revealed way. It's completely concealed in our reality. So first of all, we're not on the level in which we could truly acclimatize this kind of Eir. And the Eir is so high and so removed that it can't be revealed anyway. The Tama Dover, and the reason for this is because far Matan Torah is given the Gzeira Azul Yenim later Tachtenim V'Tachtenim Li'Alul Yenim. Before Matan Torah, there was the well-known separation between the upper and the lower, that the upper can't come down and the lower can't rise up. As Madregis Elukuzvas Elgamre Hecha from Velt, that those levels of godliness which are completely transcendent to the world, Zol Nishnim Shachverin in Tachtenim, were unable to be able to brought into the world. La'achar Matan Torah, on the other hand, after Matan Torah, Botla Esagzeira Rishayna Hashem removed that separation for Omer, and he said that Tachtenim Yal Yoinim, that from now on the lower elements can go up, rise up, and refine themselves to reach the upper. Val Yoinim Yeru Tachtenim, and the upper are able to transcend and penetrate into the world. As Bizaz Nivroim Tachtenim Kenin Esachad Ven Mitalukus. So much so that even the created beings from down here in this world are able to become one, to unite with godliness, versus the Gamri, Hecha from Velt, and a level of godliness which is truly transcendent of the world. Yet we are able to become one with that level as well. The Matan Torah Gufa is Abegiven, the Gilui in an Eifen from Umayla Lamata. But Matan Torah itself was a revelation from top down. It came from above, it was initiated from above, and it came down into the world. Thus says the Mata is Nishgven Kan Keli to the Gilei, meaning to say that the world down here was not really a Keli, a proper receptacle for this kind of revelation. When the Far is Odder Nishtarobi Kumin and Embei from Goli, and that's why the revelation was not in a manifest way, was not in a revealed way. It means after Matan Torah. During Matan Torah there was a real revelation, but then it wasn't really absorbed by the Mata, by the Tachtainim, and therefore it then went into concealment again, as he explains. The Kiyadu, as we know, as the Gilu Eira Lekivas is given by Matan Torah, is given Lefishah. We know that the revelation of godliness that took place at Matan Torah, which was a great revelation, but it was only a temporary thing. And then it stopped. As the Pasuk says, that once the Shofar sounds, we're now able to go on to Har Sinai, which means that the godliness would have receded and would have left again. So in other words, it was only a temporary thing. And in order for a Yid to become a Keli for this revelation of Matan Torah, versus Hecha from Veld, which is truly transcendent to the world, in order to become a Keli to this, we have to apply our own Avodah and refine ourselves. That through this we bring about a revelation which is eternal and a connection to that godliness which is eternal. But it has to come from our own Avodah. Hey. Midem is moving, so from now we can understand the Azei Avodas Avram va'Avos Bachlal in Kiyumat Torah Mitzvah is a chelik from Torah. Now we can understand how the Avodah of Avram and the Avos in general and their fulfillment of Torah and Mitzvahs is a part of Torah, meaning a part of Ahiron Yitzchus Chayed Nidin Alazmanim, that this is really a lesson for us in how we have to do our Avodah. Because even after Matan Torah, as the Gilui for Matan Torah on his galim and his achad veren mit dem Eden aloy mit Torah umekayim mitzvus. Because even after Matan Torah, in order for that revelation which takes place through Matan Torah, in order for it to be revealed within us, within each and every one of us, and in order for us to connect and attach ourselves to this level, we have to have the introduction. It has to first come an avoda that comes from within us, something that we reach on our own. Al derech avodas avos, similar to what the avos did, that their avoda of Torah mitzvahs was within their reach, or something that they accomplished. So also every Yid has to be able to do this in order to be able to reveal within themselves the great revelation of Matan Torah, in order to connect to that revelation of Matan Torah. So therefore, knowing what the others did is really a lesson about what we have to do as well. Kishem vi by klolos achonos of Matan Torah, just like by the general preparation of Matan Torah, is bechteya zol nimshach venen in the bria, the beginning of the lakus and Torah. So in order that in the Bria, in the created world, it should be able to be revealed something which comes from beyond the world, godliness from beyond the world, first, the created beings had to reach their own level of perfection. Perfection on, in the way that they could reach perfection. And through this, they had to bring down the godliness which is within the reach of Bria, of the creation. Which is what happened through the Avodah of the Avos. They reached it on their own and they refined themselves and they did the best that they could from their level. And only after that came about the revelation of Matan Torah, something that came from without, from beyond creation. Al derech zeh, so also, oich bepratis and avodas bnei Yisrael, so also in the avodah of every yid, bechtei der oir shel lemaila mabria, in order that this oir which comes from beyond creation, vosved nimshul beifin de lemaila lemata, which comes from top down. It's not something that we are able to create on our own, to bring about on our own, because it's higher than us. But in order to reach that, but in order for us to be able to connect to that oir which is coming from beyond the creation, first a yid has to be able to refine himself on the best level that they are able to, that a yid is able to do. That through this avoda, from within your own reach, you're able to connect to the level of godliness which is reachable from within creation. And only then can a person become a keli, a true receptacle to that level of godliness which comes from beyond creation, which was brought about through Matan Torah, versus Lagamre Hechafa the Bria, was something which is beyond creation altogether. But it's only through our reaching our perfection within Bria that we are able to connect to that level that comes from without, from beyond creation. Thus is Bedugmas Maimer Azal, and this is similar to what our sages tell us, Lailam Yasakadam Bateru Mitzvah Avabishalai Lishma, that a person should always be involved in Torah and Mitzvahs, even though they are done not for the purest sake of serving Hashem. We do it, people sometimes have their own agendas, but you should still do it, Shavatar Shalei Lishma Bo Lishma, because from within, when you start Shalei Lishma, then eventually it reaches Lishma as well, to do it for the right reasons. Vasader Seder, that this order of Avodah, that you start with Shalei Lishma and then you reach Lishma. Mashma b'mamore l'oilom. We have to understand that this is from the words that it says l'oilom. One should always be involved in Torah Shalei Lishma. When it says one should always, it means it's not just a secondary thing that there's no other choice, then that's the best you could do. But it seems that it is something that has, that is the order in which it has to happen. This teaches us that this is not only talking about someone who is unable to reach Lishma right at the beginning, so therefore he has no choice, he has to start with Shaloi Lishma. That's not what it means. No, thus is the Seder Alimid Abitayra, but rather what the Chachamim are telling us is that this is the right order. According to Torah, that's how that the order is. Because when a yid learns Torah Shalei Lishma, filling the hechste madrege from Shalei Lishma, even in the highest level of Shulah Lishma. In other words, it's a very subtle personal agenda, very subtle. Verder Yid far einik mit bechinas haTorah. The Yid becomes attached to Torah nishvizis mitzad atzma hechaf avelt. When you have even the subtle, the most subtle personal agenda, you are connecting to the level of Torah which is not transcendent to the world. You are connecting to the part of the Torah which is connected to you. Nor vizat hashayches avel chasiz mitzias avelt, but rather Torah which has a connection to the world, which is somehow connected to the world, as the fact that you are relating to it with an agenda means that it is within reach of you, and therefore can be reached even through an agenda. Vos in dem bashtei de tachas livelchen erlernt. That's the agenda, that's the purpose for what you're learning, even if it's a subtle agenda, but that is because it's within creation, and therefore you're learning for that purpose, meaning that it has a connection to creation. And it's only through this, by reaching perfection and learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, the Torah as it's connected to the world, to our own reality, only then can we reach the higher level of Torah Lishma, of Aziz Torah Shal Gash Baruch Hu, the way Torah is Hashem's Torah, unconnected to what I want and what I need and so on. That through this you connect yourself to the Hashem Himself through His Torah. This is hecher legamri from the slapshes and belt, and you connect to Torah, to the level of Torah which is completely transcendent to the world. In other words, that in from our sages telling us, a person should always learn Torah Shalei Lishma in order to reach Lishma. It means that that is the order that it has to happen. First, you have to connect to the Torah, perfect Torah as it is within your own reality, and only then can you hope to reach something outside, beyond our own reality. And even though Matan Torah brought about something novel and new and something completely different in every level of the study of Torah, in other words, even Torah Shaloi Lishma, as durch dem werd nimshach Torah v'yizis hecha from Metzias from Welt, that through Matan Torah we are able to draw down Torah which is beyond the world. K'maymer Azal, as our sages tell us, kol tamat chacham, shiyesha v'kayre v'sheyne, that any tamat chacham that sits and learns and learns Mishnah and some of Ba'isik v'Torah and studies Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev Kenegdei, Hashem Himself sits opposite him, the Kodesh V'Shoyne Ime, and studies and learns with him. And all the letters of a mitzvah, and the same is true for mitzvahs as well. In other words, Vosfar Matan Torah Zas Nish Given, and this was not true before Matan Torah, that when a Yid learned Torah, Hashem was learning Torah with him. When a Yid did mitzvahs, he connected to Hashem on that level. But now it's possible for any Talmud Chacham, and even someone that hasn't reached but this connection that we have through that Hashem sits and learns with us is very concealed from us. It's not something that we actually experience. But in order to be able to bring this down in a manifest way, and that we should become one with, that this should become one with the person who is learning, this can only happen if you have reached your own perfection within creation, in zichu from zayin metzias, by refining yourself to the as much as you can down here, on the sachtus mitayra versus shayach tzavelt canal, and that we connect to Torah as it is within creation, at the most perfect way that we can manage it. Only then can we hope to have a manifest revelation of godliness and a connection to that level of Torah as a result. Vav. Ke'ein zeh zetman oich in dem seder alimud v'avonas ha-Torah b'yedin idin. In a similar way, we see in the way, the order in which study of Torah and understanding Torah was set out for every yid.
When we start learning with a young child,
die Psukim of the Torah, wo es redt sich wegen dem Eibischten in dem Loschen von Yad Hagdoyla. So we talk, it talks about Hashem and the mighty hand of Hashem. Yad HaChazaka, the powerful hand of Hashem. Ukiyotzebe, a similar Psukim that talk about Hashem in anthropomorphic ways, which means we use physical expressions in order to describe Hashem. Taichdob de Malamed Kipshuta. How does the teacher teach that to the child? In the simple translation, the Greisa Hand, the big hand of Hashem, Yad Agdola means the big hand, large hand. The Starke Hand, or the powerful hand of Hashem. Und wieviel mizal dabei dem Kind nicht mal sein und mafschid sein, was es meint bei dem Eibischen. And as much as you try to explain to a child that it doesn't mean literally a hand, Hashem doesn't have a hand, it only means that what we do with our hand, Hashem has a similar function that he also, but he doesn't have a hand. You try to explain that to a 5-year-old child, you're getting nowhere. Yad HaGdoyle Yad HaChazaka stellt sich doch vor, as is a grace and starke Gashmi is the Gehan. The child will still always picture a large hand. Nor the hand is goras aggressive and starke be the does is that by Zamalamet. But to him, it's not just his teacher also has a strong hand. He's an adult. But he understands that Hashem's hand is even bigger than that, much bigger than that, and so on. But it's always just a large hand. You can't describe anything more to a child than that. So the question becomes, since imagining Hashem that he has a hand is actually goes against one of the principles of Jewish faith, one of the 13 principles. As Ein Leguvelid Musa Guf, that Hashem doesn't have a body or any image of a body, any form of a body. Is we verlangt as Teiris Emes, so how could the Teira expect Mizolene mit Kind or the Mitakotan be idea that you should learn with a child or somebody that is unlearned? The Psukim und Verte, was wir Moses geben zu verstehen, Kipshutam. How could you teach a child something which you're going to have to explain to them in a very simple, basic way, and they're going to be imagining a hand of Hashem when that goes against the principle of faith? Especially that we know that that we are meant to teach this. This is the way Torah says you should teach a child. That first you teach a child the simple meaning of the psukim, and then you can go on to a more subtle and refined level of Torah, remez, the allusions that are found in Torah, drush, the homiletics that are found in Torah, and only then can you reach the seidus, which means Kabbalah, to be able to remove the meaning of hand from its literal sense and to explain what it really means. That's in seidus atayra. That's a very advanced level of learning already. Then that's the way the Torah says that you should progress in your learning. So how is it that we're able to teach a child about Hashem's hand? Is the beard in them? So the explanation is, at least in short, B'shengiret kam upon, as was mentioned a number of times, that when we teach a child the simple meaning of the pasuk, and he imagines the great hand or the powerful hand to be a literal physical hand, nor aggressere and starkere, only to him it's a larger and stronger hand from Devasazet, from that which he can see around him. Und das ist nicht hebechemes, and this is not untrue. For am euch the kind versteht, because even the child understands, as das gufa was the yada gashmi for seinem lamed geyetzebei, hatten sich keir wie cheiles und alle tchunus na yad, because a child knows that the hand that his teacher has, and the abilities, the strength and the power and so on, whatever else the teacher can do with his hand, is das nicht mit sein Gashmi is the gebosse va'atzama is v'chulu. It's not, a child understands that it's not the physical hand which is what allows the hand to do what it can do. No, mit sadem keir v'chaya is was is da in them. A child understands that you have to have life in the hand in order for the hand to be able to do what it can do. So the child understands that there is such a thing as life in the hand. the neshama, the soul, even though the child has no idea, no clue what a neshama is. In fact, his teacher also has no clue what a neshama is. Nor But he tells him that there is life in the hand, and that this life in the hand comes from Hashem. And now that's what the child understands. Hashem gives you the ability to be able to do what you do with your hand. And therefore the child understands by extension that when we talk about Hashem's great hand and powerful hand, as well as any other physical description of Hashem, is the Savada Nishmitzad the grace of Gashmi is the Kikamos. He understands that it's not that Hashem has this massive mile-long hand and that's why he's able to do more than a human being. No, the Simitzad the Ruchni is the Gekayach. So he understands that Hashem has the power that Hashem has in his hand. It doesn't come from the fact that it's a large size physical object, but because he has more chayas. As the child knows what chayas is, he understands that the abilities for the hand come from the soul of the hand. So Hashem has a greater, a more powerful soul. That Hashem's ability comes from the spiritual power that he has. Thus haste. As yedet inim from Torah vasakotn beyediya lent mitnvashteit kipshutei. In other words, that every matter of Torah, every idea in Torah, which a child, in other words, someone that is not yet developed enough, not yet advanced enough to be able to understand in its proper way, and therefore understands it in a very simple way, is the salim of Torah's emes Torah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is studying the Torah in its truth, the Torah of Hashem. It's just that he has a very limited understanding of what it is, but it's not that you're teaching him something that's wrong. You're teaching him something that's correct, but only on a very simple level. It's a limited explanation which is brought out, which comes through the simple reading of the Torah, the way it's able to be understood by a child. And only then can he reach, according to the way that the Torah is set out, then he can advance and he can develop and he understands more according to the understanding of a 10-year-old child, and then he can go on to understand it on the level of a 15-year-old that can learn Gemara. As Ba'amitius or Bepnimius is Erius Baruch Mufshad Legamri from Gashmius. Now he can understand when he's 15, he can understand that Hashem is truly removed from any kind of physical manifestation. And so now he gets that point. It's developed more. Biz vidasiz al pitzedus ha'teira, until he can reach an even more advanced level, as it eventually can come to him, be understood by him, as it's explained in Kabbalah and Chassidus, what these things truly mean. And al derech ze is this in the beginning of teira by yedin leimed ha'teira. And this is true for the in the learning, everyone that learns teira. This is true for them too. As Friya da Zain the limit of Torah Kavisha Shadish Nishmasai, that first you have to be able to learn Torah according to the limits of your own neshama. Because the limud is Befrat Zeb Dugmat the limit of Torah from the Abbas. That in a certain way, this is similar to the way the Abbas learned Torah, that they learned it from their own perspective, not as it was given from above. So every Yid also has to learn Torah from within them, from what they can manage and they can reach on their own. The high in the Torah bias is be'erach abriyah, in other words, Torah as it is within the realm of creation. And when then he can reach a perfection of Torah as it can be understood from within creation. And only then can you reach the ultimate of Torah as it is on its highest level, Hechef and the Bria, as it came down through Matan Torah, which transcends the creation, and it transcends even the source of his neshama. Torah is gegeben gevar me Matan Torah, the Torah as it was given by Matan Torah. The Tam Favos has fodert sich the Agdama von Avedus Alis. What is the reason that we need the introduction, of the type of Avedah of the Avis, Zukumen durch Avedus Adam zu der Schlemus von seinem Metzius, that first a person has to reach through his own Avedah to his perfection on his own level, so of course in Torah, Vasahata Shaychus to the Bria, as we said before, to the godliness, the level of godliness in Torah, which is connected to the Bria. And you need this introduction in order to be able to reach the revelation of Torah as it was given through Matan Torah. Torah Shalomayla Ma'briya, the Torah as transcends Briya. Is Nishblois Mitzadam Mata, this is not only because this refines us and allows us to connect to a higher thing, Mitzadam Menjos Learn Torah, not only from the part of the person, on the part of the person studying the Torah, this is also needed from the side of Torah, from the perspective of Torah itself. Why? Because the Seder vida Eir Shalomailam Abriya kumtar up in the Briya, the way in which the energy and godliness that's beyond, that transcends the creation, comes down into the creation, Bizavet Nisachad mid the Briya, in such a way that it becomes one with the creation, is nisht in an oifen as er kemeshu ver bald nimshech in the Briya. It doesn't happen that the oir as it transcends the Briya should suddenly be able to penetrate into the Briya. Nor mitchila vet nimshech blaze ha'ora funem, first it starts with a small ray of that kind of oir. It's not the full impact of the oir, but it's only a small ray of light that comes in, and oir mitzumtzum, a very limited level of light, was kumbi slapshus in yonei abriya, that comes and it encloses itself, it integrates itself into the briya, and la'achazev et nizgalad etzem oir, and only after that can the essence of the oir, the full impact of the oir, be revealed. And al derech zeh in teirush olamaylam abriya, and the same is true also, similar is true also about the Torah as it transcends creation. As far as seen as Torah, Shalakosh Baruch Hu, but Matan Torah, that before Hashem gave that level of Torah through Matan Torah, versus Be'in Areich Ma'briya, that kind of Torah, the level of Torah which transcends the creation, is Fri Nim Shegevoran Ha'ora Mitzum Tzem is the Fun. First, there was a small aspect of it that was brought into the creation. Al Yedeya Ovis, and that happened through the Avodah of the Ovis. The Bechinas HaTorah Viziyot of Shaiches on his Be'erech Sedebriya, the level of Torah which is connected, which can integrate into the creation. When Azoy Eich La'achar Matan Torah Gufa, and the same also happens after Matan Torah. Eider is Vetnis Gala Bayaiden, Torah Sushagos Baruch Shulamayla Ma'briya, before this level of Torah which transcends Briya can be revealed within a Jew. First, you have to reveal within yourself that level of Torah which is connected to the Briya, to the creation. And only after that, can the full power of Torah, as it transcends the creation, be revealed as well. Similar to what we say about the learning of the different levels of Torah, the different systems of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Seid, was eine Vert Nishtalshul von Zweiten, as we know that one leads into the other, one evolves from the other. Pshat is Nishtalshul von Remez, working its way upwards. Pshat comes from Remez. Remez from Drush, Remez comes from the level of Drush, and Drush from Seid, and Drush comes from Seid. Each one, Seid evolves into Drush, Drush evolves into Remez, and so on. So also, in the revelation of Torah within creation, it has to start with a lower level, and only then can it be revealed, can the higher level be revealed. Aber der Seder alimid of Avodah Hanal is noch als nicht kein genügend der Hachonetz aufzunehmen, Torah Shalosh Baruch Shulmayim Abriyeh. But this order, even though it seems logical that the order is all there, and that when you complete your efforts on your own level, then the higher level can be brought into it, but that is still not enough. Nor medaf euch onkomet zu da avodah von Golus Mitzrayim, but there is another step needed, which is the Golus Mitzrayim. Punkt wie das ist, gewen bei Pamir Shoyne, just like it happened the first time when by Matan Teira, literally, und noch die Teira mit der Aveda des Oves, hat gedacht sein Goals mit Zerayim, that after the Aveda of the Oves, in their preparation, preparing the world for Matan Teira, it still wasn't enough and it needed actual Goals mit Zerayim, als Hachana zu Matan Teira, in order to prepare for Matan Teira. So also today, in our study of Torah, there also needs to be this level of Golos Mitzrayim. And the reason for this can be explained. Since the Torah, as we said, that was given by Matan Torah is so transcendent of the creation, is nishmaspik, das was the nivra de grecht mit seiner Weide zu sein Schleimus. It's not enough that the created being should reach his own perfection from within his own world, and that through this he becomes one and united with the Torah as it is within the creation, and that should somehow lead to be able to connect to the Torah from transcendent from creation. Because in the end, the created being has no connection to the Creator, is completely removed from the Creator. So how can reaching your own perfection somehow put you in touch with the Creator? And therefore there has to be a complete change in the created being. The Agdama Pa'ula from Golus Mitzrayim, that is what is accomplished through Golus Mitzrayim, a complete removal from your own situation, from you, or your own parameters. And only through this can reveal the Torah of Hashem. The Golus Mitzrayim is given. What is the? How did Golus Mitzrayim accomplish this? What was Golus Mitzrayim? Via state and pasuk, as the pasuk describes it, bechemer, ubuvenim, with mortar and with bricks, ubuchalaveda basada, and all kinds of field work, asher avdu ben befarach, that the Mitzrayim caused the Jews to work hard labor. How does this relate? This idea relate to the study of Torah. So the Zohar explains, each one of these descriptions that the Torah gives for the work that the Yidden did in Mitzrayim relates to Torah as well. Bechaymer means kal vachaymer. Belevenim, bricks, there's liban hilchasa, means the purification that comes about through halacha. When you have to, all kinds of approaches and all kinds of ideas and svaras and so on, but you have to bring it down to the bottom line. That's the levain in Liban Hilchasa. Vas avodas perach b'chlal is, and what does avodas perach, the hard back-breaking work, what does that mean? That is described by our sages as avodas noshim la noshim, that they caused they forced the men to do woman's work and vice versa. In other words, doing something which you're unaccustomed to. That's hard work. A person can get used to doing what they're accustomed to doing, what they normally would expect to do. But something which is completely foreign to you, different than when you are, that's very hard work. What does that mean in the Limudat Torah? The Avaida b'yegiyah v'asiz heipach tibe v'regelusah v'nam adam. That means doing an Avaida and striving and learning Torah in a way which is beyond what you would normally do. It's something that you're unaccustomed to doing. It goes against your nature. And it's only through this kind of aveda, through this hard work, which goes against your nature, this completely removes your own, what gets in the way of your own personality for the revelation of godliness that's meant to come from Torah. Because when you remove your own parameters, your own limitations, and you do something which you're not accustomed to doing, something that you don't want to do, but you do it anyway, so then you removed yourself, and therefore now can allow for a higher revelation. As in M, Zol Kenan is Galagaben and Torah, Terash Shalosh Baruch Hu, that now there should be able to be a revelation of the Torah of Hashem as it comes from Hashem, versus Hechav and Vel, which transcends the world. Al Pize, Kemen Mazbezain, Asiper Tumul, Lechayrif and Admurat Samach Tzedek. And based on this, we can explain a story which seems strange, perplexing, about the Tzemach Tzedek. When the Tzemach Tzedek is given young, when the Tzemach Tzedek was still a young man, hat am old Alte Rebbe ihm hereingerufen, the Alte Rebbe called him in und gesagt, he said to him, as a vilim geb minyone teire bematane, that he wants to grant him a gift of certain matters of teire. He wants to give him a gift, to give him an insight into something which is normally beyond him. He wouldn't be able to reach it at this point on his own. The Tzemach Tzedek hat das nicht angenommen, but the Tzemach Tzedek did not want to accept that gift. Zogendik, den Tam, he gave the reason why he didn't want to accept it. As Teire vilenema biyigia, that he wants to reach Teire through his own efforts. Durch eigene haravanya, through his own efforts. Kame vakanen shonim shpeter, but many years later, when Hoysim Chochmal Chochmosim and the Tzemach Tzedek became even more wise than he was when he was a young man, hat the Tzemach Tzedek gesagt, as a fadrist, that he regrets that he didn't accept the offer of the Alter Rebbe. Why? The Alter Rebbe wollte ihm gegeben, because as much as the Alter Rebbe could have granted him as a gift, he still would be able to apply his own efforts in Torah. To go from there to a higher level, and his efforts would be applied to a higher level. Since Torah is infinite, and as much as you know, and as much as you're given, there's still so much more to know, and he could have applied his efforts there. That's the story. So this, you can ask the question about this story. What was he thinking originally, and what made him change his mind? Es ist doch schwer zu sagen, als sei in einer Matzev Roy, als der alte Rebbe hat ihm gewollt, geben Minyonen von Teure B'matana. It's difficult to say that the Tzemach Tzedek, who was worthy, the alte Rebbe should give him this kind of a gift. He wanted to give him this kind of a gift. Give him Teure as a gift. Hat sich nicht gehabt auf Asas Svarub Shuta. So the Tzemach Tzedek, who was on such an exalted level in his understanding of Torah, that the Alter Rebbe felt that he was ready to give him a gift, this kind of a gift, he shouldn't understand such a simple idea, such a simple concept, that whatever you have, there's more to strive for when on a much higher level. Since he was such an advanced, he had such advanced knowledge of Torah, how could he not have realized that even back then? So therefore we can explain perhaps that this is what he was thinking. That later what he said he regrets, it's not that he regretted not accepting the gift, but rather what was going on was that when the Alter Rebbe wanted to give him this gift, he felt that he was still lacking in order to receive a gift like that, similar to what we're talking about, Matan Torah from Hashem himself. You first have to apply your own efforts. You have to become ready for that. You have to develop yourself to the best of your ability from what you can do on your own. And he felt that he hadn't reached that level yet where he was ready to receive that kind of a gift. Yigiyah Masimu L'Kabbalas HaTzorah Kazu, he had not yet reached the efforts, his personal efforts, that should be in accordance with that kind of a gift. Hat der Rebbe gehalten, als er ist noch nicht kein Kehle zu der Teure, was der alte Rebbe hat ihm gewollt geben, Matana. And therefore he felt that he was not yet ready to be able to receive this kind of a gift from the alte Rebbe. Nachdem, wie bei ihm ist aber gewesen, euch die gehen Teure. But then, when he reached his own efforts, where he also agreed, he also felt that he had reached that level of effort, now he felt ready to be able to receive that gift. Now he was ready to receive the gift that the Alter Rebbe wanted to give him, something that would transcend what he could reach on his own. So at a later stage in life, he felt regret, meaning to say that now he's ready. He would have liked to have it. Then he wasn't ready, so he didn't accept it. V'yashleimer oddi agdoma hanal from the Aveda Vigi in Teire is al derech dugme vigolus mitzrayim is given hachonot sumat in Teire. And the Rebbe says, perhaps we could say that this kind, what he needed, what he wanted before receiving the gift was similar to what Golus Mitzrayim is. In other words, to completely remove yourself from your own existence, from your own Metzias, in order to be able to receive Torah. In other words, not just the Hachana to Torah, but Golus Mitzrayim, which is a complete transformation from who you are, and that allows you to receive a greater revelation.